Hello, this is Nathan Martin again, doing my second interview for the GHIS 225 project. Here with me is my father, and again, I'll let him introduce himself.
I'm Tom Martin, Nathan's father, 51 years old. I'm a project manager.
Perfect. So, Dad, what is your relationship with the bookstore? How frequently do you read a lot? What do you normally enjoy reading?
When I grew up, I probably didn't read a whole lot. Probably only read the books that were required of me in school. So really, probably didn't start reading until I got out of school and out of college. And then I started to probably have an interest more in nonfiction books, biographies, autobiographies. In terms of a bookstore, I guess over the last few years, maybe last 5-10 years, probably end up going to Barnes and Nobles, things of that sort, to get my books. I know when I was younger, if I did get a book, and it was probably occasionally, typically go to the libraries. And I had a small town, and we actually there was a what we called a bookmobile that would come in from a library that was maybe about 10 miles away, and they'd come in and bring in books for us to read.
Gotcha. So you didn't have a specific bookstore when you were growing up in your town?
No. Maybe later there was one that was in a mall, no, we didn't really have a bookstore. It was all pretty much through the library, either the high school library or the libraries in the area, or this bookmobile that come by.
Perfect. So is there a specific bookstore or location of a bookstore around here that you normally go to?
Yeah, if I would go to one, it would probably be Barnes and Nobles, which is out in Fruitvale Pike in Lancaster, is typically where I'd go. It's also fair to say that I'm doing more online book buying. I do it probably through Amazon or something like that, too, where I'd either buy the books online or actually just download them onto my iPad.
Mm-hmm. So the specific bookstore is Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And as I was talking in my previous interview with Grandpa, so you've seen the rise in the Kindle, mm-hmm. As a way of replacing books. I mean, takes away from paper. I guess it's more environmentally friendly. But how do you feel about the whole rise of the Kindle, essentially?
Yeah, I still probably prefer to read paperback books over reading a book on a Kindle or an iPad. Sort of my preference. I just sort of like it. I know where I'm at. I can quickly get to where I left off compared to reading it electronically. Matter of fact, the book I'm reading right now is in paperback.
Perfect. So when you do read, what are your favorite types of books, or what do you normally look for when you go to a bookstore? Like what type of genres or something?
Yeah, probably nonfiction and typically current nonfiction. You said autobiographies, biographies of folks. Pretty much always nonfiction.
Yeah. So throughout your life, with your experiences with bookstores, have you seen a change in the way things are generally done, or the way that bookstores were set up, or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, if I recall, there was a bookstore when I first, probably in high school, and I mentioned it was in a mall, probably a pretty small selection, I would say. I think some of the bookstores, Borders and Barnes and Nobles, the one that I go to now, they're much larger. And I've been to some Barnes and Nobles that are, you know, almost 3 or 4 stories tall and have just every book I can imagine. The bookstores themselves, the physical bookstores, are quite large compared to what I grew up with, but I also feel that those bookstores might be, and I know some of them have started to close. Borders have closed here in Lancaster, and a lot of it's probably due to, you know, you can download books to your Kindle or to your iPad. So it does make me wonder if that's a long-term business.
So with your job, you've been forced to travel a lot. Have you had an opportunity to maybe visit bookstores in different parts of the country or different parts of the world, and how do those compare to some of the ones around here?
I think I recall I was in Philadelphia a while back, and it was a Barnes & Noble, once again, was probably one of the very big ones around the country. You know, I know down in Lancaster, actually, there was a small used bookstore that we went into. We actually purchased a couple books, my wife and I. There's still some small bookstores out there. I think I have probably walked into a bookstore, maybe like in Germany, if I can recall. Not that I picked one up because it was all in the...
Yeah, in German.
In German. But, you know, it'd be interesting. I'm going to be going to Germany here mm-hmm. next week. So maybe I'll be curious to see if they have the same type of bookstore set up. Do they have Barnes & Nobles or do they still have small bookstores? I'll be interested to see.
Yeah. And in general, like, I wonder if there's even as many. I wonder because, I mean, our society here in America, we're blessed technologically, so we definitely have more access to some of Kindles and devices where you can read it instead of the book. Germany's probably relatively close behind us, but some of these other countries, maybe more Eastern Europe, it'd be sort of interesting to see if they had
bookstores,
bookstores, yeah, yeah, or smaller bookstores, or just libraries, probably right. In general. So what else? In your travels, have actually, it'll just continue on. Do you have a favorite book that you've read?
Yeah.
Or a favorite couple?
Favorite couple. I'd say there's a book called one that really interests me. Just whatever it was called, Barbarians at the Gate, mm-hmm. and it was sort of it was a nonfiction book about business, and it was about the leverage buyout of RJR Nabisco. So it was just a real interesting book about the world of business at the top in the organization. You know, it read almost like a novel, almost like a fiction novel. You didn't know who was going to end up taking over the company, all the politics involved in the board. So mm-hmm. I enjoyed that, and it sort of gave me a better view of the business world. And the other one I sort of enjoyed is Black Hawk Down, which is a book about the SEALs. I think it was the SEALs, or at least it was one of the Special Forces groups.
They made a movie after
it. Yeah, they made a movie. And it was about a fight in Somalia, and it sort of talked through how difficult that fight was and how brave and how exceptional our military is in very difficult situations. So that was a very good book and read real well. That quickly come to mind.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it just briefly again, sort of touching on it. So in the future, do you see books becoming obsolete in the next 10 years or so with the advancements in technology?
I think maybe you can say, I would say probably the physical paper books, possibly. I don't know if they'll totally go away, but I think there's definitely going to be less of them.
Mm-hmm.
Books themselves, I don't think, whether it's in paperback or whether it's electronic means, I don't think, hopefully people will still continue.
Yeah,
to
yeah, but yeah, I yeah. meant the yeah. physical books
but
themselves.
But the physical books pages. Themselves, yeah, I think it's probably going to go that way. You know, it's, and I think we've already started to see it go that way.
Mm-hmm. And I see, like I said in my previous interview, I've seen it a lot on campus around JMU with just all of everything's just online, essentially.
Yeah,
you can find everything.
Yeah, and I can't imagine, I suspect even the books that when I went to college, there's a bookstore at our college, and I had to buy all these books and thousands of dollars worth of books even back then.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, for you got with Adam, our other son, you guys have an you can probably get a lot of this stuff in PDF form, or maybe there's even online books. I'm not even sure how all that works. I don't know how you do that, but I suspect you probably have less hardbound books even in your studies.
Yeah, there's definitely ways that nowadays you can purchase the entire book, you can rent it, or you can buy. There's an online form where you purchase the PDF and then you just have access to it on there. Personally, I struggle a little bit with. I've never really bought an online book. It's a just a little more difficult, especially like on the eyes reading and stuff. And I know the Kindle specifically is designed to reduce the glare that comes off. So if you're sitting for long hours reading these little words, it's not as difficult on your eyes or straining on your eyes.
And I can't imagine, I'd have a harder time too, even just to, once again, if I was be studying, I sort of know where a certain topic is in the book. And if I'm studying and trying to, I can quickly get there where I struggle a little bit at times trying to find the exact spot in a Kindle or an iPad.
Mm-hmm, you got to click through.
Yeah, whereas you can just open up a page. It seems to be a little quicker that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the books, it's interesting. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens with the books here in the future. I think it's definitely a changing situation, for bookstores to create these buildings. I'm looking at it from a business perspective. It's expensive for these companies to build these buildings, and it's a much cheaper model just to be able to download it electronically to someone's computer. So you leave them from me. I'm looking at it from a business side of things. If you're running a book business, probably the cheapest way to deliver a book to your customers is via the internet. You can charge practically the same price for a lot less cost of building a building and having a huge inventory of books.
Alright, well, perfect. Thank you so much for your help today, Dad. And that's the conclusion of my second interview. Thank you very much.